This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the preparedness of flood management. He also reviewed long-term measures to formulate a comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. During the meeting, Mr. Shah directed the concerned departments to conduct a detailed study of the recent floods in Sikkim and Manipur and submit a report to the Ministry of Home Affairs. He said at least 50 large ponds in the northeast should be constructed so that the water of the Brahmaputra River could be diverted and stored in those ponds. He said this will help agriculture, irrigation and tourism, thus benefiting the local economy. Mr. Shah also reviewed the preparations to deal with the glacial lake outburst floods and emphasized on optimum use of satellite imagery provided by the Indian Space Research Organization by various agencies for flood and water management. In Chhattisgarh, two jawans of the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action Cobra were killed in an improvised explosive device IED blast at Sukma district today. Police also said the incident took place at around 3 p.m. when the security personnel were advancing from Silgar camp towards Tekla Gunam camp. Both the camps come under the Jagdonga police station area. According to a statement issued by Bastar police, the personnel of 201 Cobra Battalion were moving on a motorcycle and a truck when the blast took place. Details are awaited. The Special Task Force of the West Bengal Police has arrested a college student and detained five others from Panaghat area in Pashchim Bardhaman district for their alleged links with a Bangladesh-based terror outfit. A senior officer said in Kolkata today, the youth, a second-year computer science student, was picked up from his Panaghat residence last evening for his alleged links with banned Islamist organization Shahadat-e-Al-Hikmah of Bangladesh. Based on inputs provided by him during his interrogation, STF sleuths nabbed five more persons from Nababghat area in the same district. A case has been filed against the arrested youth under UAPA and several clauses of IPC, and he's been sent to 14 days STF custody by Durgapur's ACJM court. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered an FIR in connection with alleged paper leak in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET undergraduate examination. According to CBI sources, the FIR was registered on the complaint of the Education Ministry. The CBI is also taking steps to take over the cases filed across the country in the matter for a comprehensive probe and unearthing a larger conspiracy. The allegations in the FIR state that the NEET UG 2024 examination was conducted by the National Testing Agency, NTA, on the 5th of last month, and over 23 lakh candidates appeared in the examination. The complaint also states that certain isolated incidents occurred in a few states during the conduct of the NEET UG 2024 examination. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today came down heavily on the Congress over the Tamil Nadu hooch tragedy. She said that 56 people have died and over 200 people are still in hospital in a critical state, but the Congress has not uttered a word against this. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. And in women's cricket, the third and final ODI between India and South Africa is underway in Bengaluru. And that's the end of this news bulletin.